Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That was Andrew Berry, chief guru of the Browns, talking about the upcoming draft. And in particular, Andy, this is where the Browns are in the draft. That comment was on 2 7th-round draft picks. That's where your roster is.
It's like sitting here talking about the third-string quarterback, right? Same kind of thing?
Well, or in our case, the fourth-string quarterback.
Or the fourth-string
quarterback. We have four of those now. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's flying our ship today, by the way, and Andrew Hody's taking your phone calls. It was that's where this team is. I'm really comfortable with that. But I think they do something. I do. I think they'll either move up or move down. Some kind of little bouncing around, and either to get a player they like in higher in the second round, higher in the third round, you know, maybe. And but we'll see what they do. I am still all about the idea of trading picks for players, and when you with those the sixth and the seventh round picks, if you can get a guy who's, let's just say, 28 or below, and has been serviceable in the league. At a position that you think you could use a little punching up at, oh, by all means, move those picks along and go get that guy if that presents itself.
Yeah, let me ask both of you guys. Have you looked at a lot of mock drafts going into this thing? I love looking at mock drafts. I'm normally into it, but this year
I've
just not in
at all. First-round picks. You want to know the truth? I've looked at first-round picks based on curiosity about quarterbacks. That's what it is.
Yeah, I look at positional stuff like that, but I'm telling you, I'm not. When the Browns aren't in the first round,
well, it's boring.
I have no engagement other than okay. Well, let's see what happens to some of the Buckeyes and you know who are the top picks in this draft.
I want to see where the quarterbacks spill and what teams might trade up to get quarterbacks and what exorbitant price they might pay to do that.
Because you want to make sure you get the right player in your dynasty league.
Well, it's certainly a factor.
Sure.
But I also think it's the key thing in happening in the National Football League. You know, quarterback, that's what it's all about.
Sure.
Right? So there it is.
I was going to say, the only ones I've looked at, I look at Peter Schrager's, Daniel Jeremiah's, Dane Brugler. Those are the ones I've looked at.
I look at everybody on NFL.com. Post that I'm reading it.
See, I think CBS does a fantastic job with that. I mean, every year you're in there for Ryan Wilson and Chris DiPasso.
Those guys kill it too. I mean, it's just one of those, like, those are the ones this year that I've, like, okay, you know, oh, hey, Peter Schrager has his mock draft out. Okay, let's take a look.
But Pete Briscoe.
Don't you just, at least I do, I just look. I don't hold anybody accountable.
No,
do. I'm just looking for concepts of where guys might fall and what teams might be doing what and everything else. It's truly that simple.
Let's be honest. This is our chance for sports guys to be weather guys, right?
Yeah, where
it doesn't matter.
You can make predictions.
You know,
all day
there's
long,
a good storm coming through. That's Caleb Williams.
If you're wrong, that's
Jaden Daniels. You know what's going on there.
That's very true.
See a little storm over there, Marvin Harrison. Where's he going?
Sometimes those other people are right though, and they're very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, we all look. We all want to know what to wear to work the next day. That's why. Let's be honest. Let's be super honest about it. We want to know what to wear.
Several years ago, Andy, when I was watching, because there was a storm coming in. We'll get right back to football. When I was watching weather coverage and Betsy Kling at Channel 3 pointed to my house on the radar.
Did she say your name?
I thought, okay, kids, we're going downstairs. And I'm not kidding. So, hey, like the draft, sometimes these guys are right on the money. You never know. The one thing that was interesting about today, because the draft is not as important for the Browns as it's been in the past. How's that? Okay. No first round pick. Just the second and the third. Heck, they don't even have a fourth. So with all that, Andrew Berry was asked a lot of questions about guys who are here. And the Deshaun Watson is clearly the guy that matters most in this situation. As we know, he's coming back from his surgery. And we heard Kevin Stefanski earlier in the week. We heard Deshaun earlier in the week. And our reactions after hearing them, it was like, okay, well, kind of sounds like they're thinking about coming back to start the season. And that could be okay. And there's no timetable set. And the Dr. Elitrosh wants to be very conservative.
Man, I can't believe he is not getting a lot of appointments from Northeast Ohio as many times as people have said his name.
Yeah, I know. And now we all know how to pronounce it. And he's conservative in the approach, and Deshaun wants to do more. Well, here's what Andrew Berry said about Deshaun, his surgery, his recovery. Okay, that's good.
Optimism well, he's throwing, good. Right? He's throwing. That's important. They're happy. He said they're happy with the way he's rehabbing. That's important.
Didn't they, without any time frame mentioned there, did that give you the impression that they think he's going to be ready to go? I'm going there. Until they tell me he's not ready to start the season, I'm going that he's the week one starter.
I'm
going to
be a pessimist on this. When they tell me he's the week one starter, I'll believe it.
All right. I'm just assuming he's the guy.
I mean, how many games did we go into where somebody was probably hurt and they're like, it's plantar fasciitis.
I'm just assuming he's good to go. All right.
And I'll ride the fence just to be obnoxious.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Good. Way to go out on a limb, Dan.
Way to go, Cartman.
Well, the key is we gotta even everything out. We gotta make it even.
Appreciate that.
No, yeah, when they tell me he's starting the first game, I'll believe it, and I'll be excited about it.
That's really well said by you. Though, you don't have to go into the draft looking for a quarterback. You've collected 17 of them in the offseason, so you're good to go there.
Are you breaking away from your own philosophy that if the best player available is a quarterback, why wouldn't you take him?
I'm not taking him.
We look at the draft as an expansion. So those are the exact words, like we're an expansion team.
Can I?
So if you're going to live by those words, wouldn't you die by those words too? That if the best player available is a quarterback, you would draft a quarterback.
Let me just.
In the second round.
Okay. Let me give you a hypothetical.
Sure.
There's a guy in the draft, a quarterback, who's at one point was more highly thought of. Spencer Rattler.
Oh.
From South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay. Not expected to be a first round draft choice. That's a guy who could slide. If he's there at 54, you would take him? If he's the best player on your board?
Me? No. I am not taking a quarterback.
There you go. Thank you.
The philosophy of the organization says different. The philosophy of the organization is we pretend like we're an expansion team. Well, if you're an expansion team and the quarterback is the best player available, you're going to take him? I don't think they should. I think I'm out of my mind even talking about this. But if you hold them to their word, if that was the case, although I there's just no way a quarterback's going to be the best player available at 54.
Why
shouldn't
not?
Be. You're going to tell me that there's going to be a position where there's going to be a really, really good player who hasn't been selected yet.
And it's
because they're deep in a different position or maybe the position's getting overlooked. Like, Jeff, linebacker and running back, to me, seem like the ideal place there. You may be the second best running back in the league, third best running back. Let me just look through one mock and see how many linebackers I see in that.
How about this? With that second round pick,
that would be none.
You conceivably could get the third best running back in the draft. Would you do that? I mean, see, that's where Andrew Berry has decisions to make.
Jeff, I'm looking through two. I'm looking through Chris Trapasso and Ryan Wilson. And in neither one of theirs do they have a linebacker selected in the first round. Neither one.
Do either one of them have a running back? Jonathan Brooks, maybe, going to Dallas. That's one thing that I've seen in mock drafts all over the place.
I don't even see a running back.
All right, I'll be the jerk that says it then.
Sure.
My quarterback is coming off of a glenoid injury that also involved
a glenoid. By the way, that's a new word we all learned, and now we all use it.
Yes, and we're going to use it casually so that we sound smart.
Is that like a solenoid?
I have no idea. But anyway.
Glenoid. Wasn't that in Glengarry, Glen Ross?
No, that was
it sounds like a glenoid. Street in Cleveland Heights to me, if you ask.
So anyway, he's got a coming off of that injury, also had a partially torn labrum that was involved in there as well that had to be have some kind of surgery. This
By
is,
the way, we have half of the morning show in the studio right now just hanging out with us.
This is
Hi, Mitch. Hi, Owen.
Good to see you guys.
This is a surgery that typically goes to pitchers. We had to go see the premier Tommy John doctor now that Dr. James Andrews has retired.
And there's no idea of how that injury is going to react if somebody bashes that injury, which doesn't happen in baseball.
Isn't there anybody in baseball that's just willing to take one for the Browns, take one for the team, let some
just roll them out there,
let some 300-pound
send
plus.
Them to the send them to another combine and let them take some hits.
Oh, wait a minute! You didn't declare that you were going to be in the stretch. Oh, boom!
We'll get Albert Bell to go light up whoever this is, like it was Fernando Vina, and then we can figure it out from there and see if it works. So, but here's the thing. So let's lay this all out on the table, okay? When he was in the game, he was 2.5, 3, 3.5 good games out of X amount of games that he's been here through the suspension and all that stuff, right? I feel pretty confident in saying I think.
Are you about to say that if the best player on the board at 54 is a quarterback, you better take him if you're the Browns?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, guys, right
if
now.
Are, just say it.
Because right now we are living in a world of hope. And hope is a good thing, sometimes the best of things, and no good thing ever dies, but hope's not a sure thing.
I'm sorry, our backup quarterback led the National Football League in passing yards.
And then got LASIK. Let's not forget the fact that he got LASIK surgery.
Which means all those interceptions, they're not going to happen anymore.
All I'm
saying. Because now he can see.
Is if the best player on the board is a quarterback, I don't think it's the worst idea if the Browns take that pick.
And you know why? Because you could actually trade Tyler Huntley.
Uh-huh.
You could actually trade DTR.
Uh-huh.
You could actually trade Jameis if you decided to do that and make Tyler Huntley your backup quarterback.
And I'm not saying that because I think Deshaun Watson stinks or he's never going to be the same or anything like that. What I'm saying is right now we are holding our hands on a lot of hope. And hope is a great thing.
Easy.
But hope isn't a sure thing.
I wonder if Stephen King actually wrote those words. If they were just in the script for the movie.
How is it going to play when Deshaun Watson is sitting there and then fans are screaming, put J.J. McCarthy in, put Michael Penix in, put Bo Nix in?
Oh, they're not dropping.
If you give a flying about what people are screaming in your stadium, you have more problems than you need to worry about.
Is that true? Okay. And Nick Chubb, is this guy somebody who should be counted on week 5? Andrew Berry's thoughts on Nick's recovery, next on Baskin and Phelps. He's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andrew Berry spoke today. Pre-draft press conference. Anything riveting? Nope. If they had a first-round pick, would there have been anything riveting?
Nope.
Is it still?
Unless they had the first overall, then you might know.
I personally always enjoy listening to the people who run our franchises. The personnel side of things, love listening to the people who do that. Even if they don't, you know, drop any pearls of wisdom on us. He had some interesting thoughts on Deshaun Watson. Expectation is apparently that I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I have the expectation after listening to him that he'll be ready for the start of the season. And he's being a little more cautious. That both are okay. The beauty of it to me, they're so well covered at quarterback, it's ridiculous. Because I personally have always been a Jameis Winston fan. I know he's been erratic at times. I like Jameis. I think he's a good NFL quarterback. I've always thought that Jameis Winston was just waiting. I'm stunned that he went to New Orleans and it didn't work out. I thought he would end up in New Orleans and do really, really well. And instead, it didn't work. He got injured, which didn't help things. And then they bring in Derek Carr. And so that didn't help him there. this isn't the situation where he's going to be the man, Andy, unless something drastically bad happens to Deshaun Watson, which we don't hope happens, obviously. You hope Deshaun ends up being just fine. And if that's the case, okay, great. Then Jameis is under contract and needs your insurance policy and maybe setting himself up for another go-round. So we'll see. Nick Chubb is project, would you say project number two here in the offseason? Deshaun's clearly the guy that's got to be right.
Yeah,
And I think Deshaun has to be right. If Nick becomes right, it's an absolute bonus. Here's what Andrew Berry had to say about his star running back and, of course, the restructured contract and everything else that went along with it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, he's running. I mean, he's running on land.
On land.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is stunning to me.
That he's been able to run on land?
Yeah.
I wonder about
the injury.
Yeah, I also wonder at what percentage he's running on land. Is he jogging on land? Is he?
Andy, if he's walking without crutches on land, period, and now running? I mean, that was, I know it was a long time ago. It was early in the season.
When he smashed the guitar, did he have crutches then?
I don't believe so.
I don't think he did either.
Had a Batman mask on.
That's true. So, I don't know, man. He is, I would not be surprised by anything. I hope he is back for the first game of the season.
That'd be unbelievable. But I don't expect it.
I'm not expecting it. No. You got to give him time and you got to let him rehab. And it's the same thing for Deshaun, right? You got to make sure that both those guys are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't put them on the field before they're healthy. Please. Don't do that to the team.
You haven't really commented on my notion. I think something happens draft day. Not first round. But I would think that something with those second and third round picks, they just don't draft 54 and 85. I think that's the most unlikely thing to happen. I would think that they move up or move down from one of those picks. And don't ask me why I feel that way. It just seems like Andrew Berry's had a lot of time to sit around and think about what he's had to do with a second and a third round pick.
Look at the last 2 years, Jeff. Look at them. 2 third-round picks. 2 fourth-round picks, 2 fifth-round picks last year, 2 years ago, 3 third-round picks, 2 fourth-round picks, 1 fifth, 1 sixth, 2 partridges in a pear tree, 7 rounders in 22. So why wouldn't you believe that they're going to make? They are going to. They'll do something.
You think something will happen?
I think they'll do something. The question is how drastic is it going to be? If you're going to try to come back in the second round, do they have enough picks to try to come back and have a second round pick?
Yeah, but not this year.
What are you giving up for?
You get your first rounder back next year.
I'm not trading my first round pick next year.
No, stop.
Okay.
I'm not trading it either. but you will have a first rounder next year. Let's just say there's somebody in the first round, the end of the first round, that they really like. You think you could trade two number twos and go up and get the 31st pick in the draft? That's the type of thing I'm wondering if it happens. I'd be stunned if they trade into the first round. But I could clearly see, instead of 54, let's say there's somebody sitting there at 38 that they really like. Trade 54 and trade next year's second round pick, something like that.
Which, if you are what you think you're going to be, is going to be a late second round pick. You're hoping to give them basically a third rounder instead of a second rounder. I'm just being...
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And you're also hoping that your first round pick next year is going to be late in the draft.
Well, yes, you certainly are. And your roster is built in such a way that you would think that's quite possible.
I'm just trying to think of, a scenario and where they, one, I don't think they're, we joked about it, drafting a quarterback. There's also a part of me, the scenario is, in the back of their minds, as much as they did on defense, I mean, they brought in two more starters, right, in Hicks and Bush. We feel great about our defense.
Well, we assume they're going to start.
Yeah. I'll assume that for the sake of this argument, we will. We feel good about our ends, Za'Darius Smith, Myles Garrett, 00, Alex Wright. Like, we're comfortable with them, but yet it was brought up to me this morning, and I'm like, you know what? How can I be so confident in this defense when they surrendered 45 points to Houston in the playoff game last year? How can you be so confident? How can you feel like this defense is going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL when they had a chance to show everybody what they're really all about and didn't against Houston?
And had issues on the road even before you got
there. Yeah, so maybe that second-round pick needs to be on the defense.
Well, you know why? Because you had a really highly statistically ranked team defensively, and you expect that to be the case again. Here's the problem that.
But we know what we saw out of the defensive ends. I can't. Okay, there's no stat that's going to tell me they weren't good. They were good.
Here's the problem with defenses today. The entire game is designed, rule wise, to favor the offense. The days of the Chicago Bears shutting teams down, giving up 9 points a game, those days are gone.
So what is shutting teams down in the NFL? Less than 25 now? Is it less than 20?
You mean a point total?
Yes.
I would think if your team can win a football game by scoring 24 points, your defense is pretty dang good. I mean, that you could give up 3 touchdowns a game, and you're pretty dang good. And I say that just because that's the way the game is designed now. You're passing like crazy. You're not allowed to hit receivers. You're not allowed to hit quarterbacks. Only thing you're allowed to hit is a running back.
I'm looking through some of the Chiefs scores right now. I mean, what did the Chiefs give up?
They didn't have a great year, at least until later.
The Jags scored 9 points. The Jets scored 20.
And their defense.
The Broncos scored 8. I mean, there were a lot of games where their defense
was very good. Their offense wasn't as good.
So what is
their defense did a great job.
What are you expecting from the Browns defense next year? And do they need to get help at the draft when I'm looking at a team that.
No.
They know
signed,
what?
They signed free agents. Well, you don't have the assets to make major contributions in the draft. Unless you go for that, instead of taking a shotgun and drafting 3, 4, 5 guys that you think you can throw onto the defense, it's going to be a rifle-targeted shot this year where we want that guy, we're trading up for him. Whoop, nobody's there, we're trading down. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I'm just looking at Kansas City's losses, and I mean, they first of all, they never gave up 30, and everything. The games they lost were around 20.
Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. We'll talk to Daryl coming up at noon. Guardians played a very fast game yesterday. In this case, that wasn't good. We'll tell you why for a number of reasons next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guardians have been at Fenway Park. They weren't at Fenway Park for long yesterday. We'll get into that in a second. They finished their 4-game series with the Red Sox this afternoon. That means we need to know who's playing.
Give me a lineup, man. I got my scorecard over here.
Not enough organ in Major League Baseball today.
Depends on which ballparks you end up going
to. Well, I mean in Major League Baseball. It's a whole thing there. I'm talking about the whole thing.
I know what you're saying. I was just chiming in and saying, like, if you go to L.A., you still get a boatload of the organ at Dodger Stadium. You get a ton of it.
You get it at Wrigley.
In Atlanta, you get it in Wrigley. You're right, though. I wish more parks had the organ going. So, anyway, your starting lineup today for the Cleveland Guardians, the getaway game against the Boston Red Sox. First pitch, 135 today for you, keeping score at home. Hitting leadoff for your Guardians today, the second baseman, Andrés Giménez.
Hitting leadoff.
Leadoff.
Stephen Kwan must be getting a day off.
That's what it's looking like. Second, of course, everybody's favorite, David Fry playing left field. Jose Ramirez will be hitting third today, the designated hitter. Okay. Hitting fourth, Josh Naylor, the first baseman. Fifth, Tyler Freeman, center field.
Back in center. Okay.
Bo Naylor will be hitting sixth today in the squad, and taking the catcher position, throwing down the signs. If you want me to throw in a little Kruko and Kuiper for you.
Austin Hedges made a great play yesterday. Blocked one in the dirt, got up, threw the guy out at second base. It's really good.
Ramon Laureano, right field. He'll be hitting seventh today.
Can't hit.
Hitting eighth, the third baseman, Gabriel Arias.
Third base?
Third base.
Yeah.
And the ninth hitter today, the shortstop, Brian Rocchio. Of course, taking the hill will be Carlos Carrasco. For the Cleveland Guardians today, and that, kids, is your starting lineup.
What a good organ story.
You were active there. No, I want to talk about.
Can I just give you
baseball.
One really good organ story? You'll like it. You were talking about organs. It takes 60 seconds.
Yes. I've got a
Do
great
you know
lineup
the organ,
question, though.
The organ guy. Oh, go ahead. Ask the lineup question.
No, go. You're
the
all,
guy that
played, you already laid
you know
out
the
go.
Story. The guy that played the organ in the movie Slapshot, you know, Lady of Spain, Paul Newman, Shaker Hits His Own, was all over him about Lady of Spain, right? Do you remember this from the movie Slapshot?
Vaguely, yes. I haven't seen it in a minute, though.
So he was looking for a gig. Remember Johnny Greco, who worked at Jeff? We don't know who Johnny Greco is.
Johnny's an in-arena person.
And seriously,
WWE is very good.
One of the greatest of all time.
Seattle Kraken.
Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So the Seattle Kraken was looking for an organ player in their expansion year. And they hired him to be their organ player. He was looking for a gig.
Did he have to move to Seattle to play the organ?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why not?
Okay.
Wasn't that a great story?
That's a good one. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. There and you it go. Had a couple
How
of
old is the guy now?
A couple of Cleveland tests. I don't know. That's a good question. You had to ask me. That's a tough one.
97?
Would you stop? Stop.
Well, Slapshot's not a new movie.
70. He's 70 now.
Well, he must have been a young guy. Well, that's really nice. Yesterday, the team lost to the Red Sox 2-0. Tanner Houck has been a highly thought of pitching prospect for a long time, and he's been okay. Yesterday, he was much more than okay. He three hit complete game shutout, and only threw 94 pitches, 69 for strikes. He was really good. He said it's the best that he's ever felt on a major league mound. Gave up only three hits. Here's the thing I find interesting. Jose had one of them. Josh Naylor had one of them. So you're three, four hitters. And Gabriel Arias had one. What's interesting about that? Gabe was playing center field. And I thought, okay. And I think that could be, I think he might be the most interesting guy on the roster right now, Andy. And you know I've not been a huge fan. When he came over in the Clevenger deal from the Padres, it's like, All right, let's see this guy go. But he's yet another middle infielder. But he's a little bit more than that. He's a big guy. He's like 6'1", 210. So, you know, he's got a pretty good physical build. Great glove at shortstop. Great arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played some outfield, but he's in center field. Now, Tyler Freeman got that job coming out of camp. Tyler's hitting, 188, something like that?
Yeah.
Gabe's hitting 314.
And that's why he got the start.
Well, and
that's
Freeman.
That's what points to.
Right, and Freeman needed a day off. You know, I mean, yeah.
Joe Noga, actually.
You busted up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this to me. I don't care which one of those guys is the center fielder. Can I have a guy hitting 314 playing center field every day? Great, Gabe, it's your job. And so if he continues to hit, and he's been really hot lately, okay? That's been one of the keys here. He's been on a great hot streak. But you okay with him in center field?
Can he hit?
You're not tied to anybody, are you? I know you loved Miles. Miles isn't hitting a AAA.
You better believe that you brought all these middle infielders in for a reason, so you might as well start using them somewhere on the field. And if it's middle infield or middle outfield, it's going to be the same for me.
Okay, good.
Get me a hit.
I think that too. And Gabe is only 24 years old. You know, his name has been around a while, but he's still only 24 years old. He won't turn 25 until next spring training. So if he could figure out how to play center field while continuing to hit, to me right now, he's your ultra utility guy. Well, if he hits, he's my starting center fielder, and Tyler Freeman is my ultra utility guy. Because, you know, we've seen Gabe play first base. We've seen him play everywhere around the infield. We've seen him play everywhere in the outfield. And have we seen him play left? I think we have. So he could play anywhere. Well, Tyler Freeman can do the same thing. You've got two guys there who might be interchangeable. But if one of them is hitting, and I don't care which one, great. If you could turn Gabe Arias into a starting caliber center fielder who can hit, thank you. Or if it's Tyler, thank you. And I give them a little credit, the organization, for showing some creativity here and thinking a little bit out of the box, especially at the most critical defensive position on the field. I'm a little surprised, though. Tell me if you think this. I'm a little surprised that Stephen Kwan, despite the two gold gloves in left field, I get that, hasn't been moved to center field because, I'm sorry, you've seen him play left field, and he's really good.
Well, maybe that's why they're moving him.
He'd be really good in center field, too.
Yeah, but if you can get a guy that's going to get hot, is going to play center field, go back. When you're talking about Arias, in those last seven games, he's got nine hits.
He's been on a great streak.
And the other part of that, too,
I'm looking for a starting center fielder.
But these aren't just singles, too. I mean, he's hitting extra base. He's got five extra base hits.
I know. Well, he's 6'1", by 215. He's a big guy.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get extra base hits.
No, but it means you're pretty well put together, and he is.
So why not give him? Again, I don't.
Oh, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, you were never married to center field anyway, were you?
To Tyler Freeman? No.
No.
Tyler was an experiment the minute you put him out there.
Right.
So is Gabe Arias.
Well, you don't want to look out.
Okay.
And say, You don't want to look out and say and look out at center field every game and go,
who's there now?
Wow, maybe we shouldn't have sent Miles Straw back. We could have got this kind of offensive production, and we know that Miles is an outstanding major league outfielder. Why would you? The Guardians can't do that every day. Front office can't look out there and go, well, you know, he's hitting .135. We'll let him play through it. No, you just sent a top-notch defensive major league baseball player to AAA because he can't hit. Sit out there and watch another guy not hit.
The one thing here that I think is somewhat interesting about this, Andy, and I don't want to look too far down the road. DeLauder could play center field for you. Petey Halpin was a third-round pick. He's in AA now as well. He's a center fielder by trade. There are center fielders who could be on the way. And you have corner outfielders perhaps on the way. Perhaps. In Jonkenzie Noel and Jonathan Rodriguez, perhaps. That would mean a right fielder. So to me, what this almost just screams is, hey, Tyler, go for it. Hey, Gabe, go for it. If you can go and play really good defense, and I say really good, I don't mean just be okay. Miles Straw was a shortstop. I think everybody needs to remember that. Miles was a shortstop who moved to the outfield. And that's okay. And you know, he's played some shortstop in the major leagues. He played some shortstop for Houston. And Gabe Arias, shortstop. Right? Tyler Freeman, shortstop. Well, shortstops are usually as one of your best outfielders or one of your best, you know, athletes on the field. And I would assume most of them can move to center field if they had to and could probably become really good. Rick Manning was a shortstop. And, you know, Rick was phenomenal in center field.
Could you imagine Manning and Kuiper turning double plays? That would have been fun.
No, we actually saw that. And
we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that at all.
I did.
Well, for like a week?
In my dreams.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I'm like, I don't know what you were watching.
Something with Frank Duffy, man.
Oh, man.
Duffer was good.
Yeah, okay. But I
just think right now the Guardians are just kind of like, do-do-do-do-do-do, here comes the water. Here comes Petey.
Where was Larvell Blanks?
By next year, one of these guys is going to be there. So, Gabe, Tyler, now's your time. And if one of them latches onto the job and actually shows that they're big time, man, congratulations. Then you could play DeLauder in right field. You know, if Petey Halpin's not, put him in AAA next year. Let him sit for.
I don't know.
If I'm really hoping that one of these guys reaches up and grabs that job. One other thing they've done recently that I think is really interesting.
I'm going to throw another thing at you if you got a second.
Two of the pitchers yesterday who pitched did a nice job. Ben Lively started. And Ben, you know, they acquired in the offseason, former Red. And Wes Parsons pitched in relief. And they just got him from Toronto. This is a little different than usual. Lively's 32. Parsons is 31. What are they? They're the types of guys that most teams pick up to help their pitching staff that the Guardians usually don't pick up to help their pitching staff because they have internal guys. But with all the injuries and everything else, they've had to look outside the organization, real short sample size, but Lively did a nice job yesterday. So did Parsons. But it's not your typical Guardians move, and not typical Guardian pitching moves, I hope, don't blow up on you down the road. My own thought.
I'm just gonna say this really quick as we move forward. If the starting pitching is as banged up as it is right now,
yeah,
because I don't know if you can rely on the bullpen this
right
way.
Right now, you got Lively and Carrasco.
Are you starting to look at some of those minor league guys that you may have to trade some of them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Especially we were talking about Brito
yesterday. Not if Carrasco is okay and if Lively is able to fill in for you and do a nice job.
Might DeLauder be worth it if you traded him?
Oh no! Don't go. No, you're not trading him. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. He was asking questions to Andrew Berry. We're going to ask him questions next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.